For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk to Jaws. He certainly played in some postseason games in Philadelphia sports, most notably 1980, you know, at home, you know, helping lead the Eagles versus the Dallas Cowboys to get to the Super Bowl. He's seen it all. Big Phillies fan and all over covering the Philadelphia Eagles this season with us. Jaws joins us every single Tuesday morning at this time. Good morning, Jaws.
Hey, Joe. First of all, congratulations to the Philadelphia Phillies. And, man, it's always exciting when a Philly team wins. And, you know, thinking back, you mentioned 1980, you know, our Super Bowl year. It was an unbelievable year for Philadelphia sports. Obviously, the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. The Phillies win the World Series. Yeah. The Sixers are in the NBA Finals. The Flyers in the NHL Finals. I mean, it really was a city of champions. It was just a great, great feeling, and there was a tremendous esprit de corps amongst all the teams rooting for each other. And I get that sense right now. You know, you see the Eagle players talk about the Phillies talk about the Eagles when they're winning. You know, obviously, the Flyers and the Sixers are just beginning to start again, so there's great excitement around our sports teams this year.
No question.
Back to 1980, how great it was.
Jaws, get ready. Buckle up for, we call it Red October, but it's also a tired October. The whole town's about to be tired again. Hopefully for a whole month. If we're only tired for a week, that's not good enough.
No, seriously, it's like red-eyed October.
It really is.
The bloodshot. Jaws,
I need you on behalf of all the fathers and grandfathers and, you know, the moms and the grandmoms that you represent, being someone who's overseen families.
Yes.
Proper or improper for the, because, I mean, everyone's got to make their own call in their own household. The seven-year-old to stay up to 11:30 if need be. What says Grand Jaws?
Stay up.
Thank you.
That's a no-brainer.
I got seven grandsons, so I know what it's like. They go to Phillies games, they go to Eagles games.
Yeah.
I think sports is such an integral part of their life, but it should be a part of everyone's life, and they root for the home team. So, yes, I'm going to stay up late.
Love it. All right, Charles, let's talk some Eagles here. So they won the game, but it was a really odd way to get there. Does your brain go more positive or negative after that victory as it relates to the Eagles?
I got to tell you, originally I was thinking more negative, but the more I thought it, the more I watched the game, the more I walked myself through it, a lot of really good things happened in this game that project, you know, to the future. And you know, I've always believed, I know, John, that this teams you've been on, those first four games you just really never know because you're formulating your team and building your team and building your roster. You don't know what to expect from rookies and young players. And I see this team starting to come together. You know, I remember a long-time conversation with Bill Belichick, and he said he has a picture of his team the first month of the season of what he wants to look like at the end of the season. And I think, you know, with Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio right now, you know, they're new coaches, new players. They're building what they want the team to look like. So at the end of the day, winning is the most important thing. Yes, there are certain things we can nitpick, and we can, you know, we can say, oh, we got to do this better, got to do that better. And I'm sure the coaching staff will do that. But at the end of the day, you look at, you know, the Eagles had 460 yards of total offense against a pretty good Saints defense. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the offense played particularly well. The Saints had 219, coming in, the team average of 45 points a game. They had 219 yards and 12 points. So I thought overall, down in the trenches where the Eagles impressed me the most. This team's been built around offensive line and defensive line. They showed up together on the same day, and you see the result.
What was the secret sauce, Jaws? Why were we able to stop them at what they did best, which was running the football?
I think our defensive line really understood the physical nature of how you must play the game. And you know, Vic Fangio, I think, will beat on these guys. And I know how Vic coaches. I know how he pushes his players. You know, you've got to win the line of scrimmage. And the defensive line won the line of scrimmage. They played in the New Orleans Saints backfield. And that's how you win. And now you get that game, a game like that on tape, and you see Jalen Carter, and you see the great game that he's had, and Jordan Davis playing well, and the edge rushers holding the edge and funneling everything back inside where defensive tackles are penetrating and linebackers are penetrating. You're going to shut down a potent offense, any potent offense. The Saints have a very good offense. So I think when players begin to buy into what Vic Fangio wants them to do, and you see the result.
Yeah, the jam front, covering the center and both guards. It felt like, like that scheme helped, but the guys just played tougher football, didn't they, Jaws? Like up front, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, it felt like a new attitude. What is that sustainable in your mind?
Yes, these guys are first-round draft choice. They're great college players. They've had good NFL careers. They need to have great NFL careers. And I love that you mentioned that double sink from those tackles down inside. That puts a lot of pressure on the edge rusher, whoever that may be. It might be a safety. It may be a linebacker. It could be a corner, depending on the formation. And I thought the best thing they did was they held the edge. They did not Alvin Kamara get to the outside. Mm-hmm. That was a big factor in the game. They didn't give the time in the pocket for Carr, so I thought the defensive line played really well, but also they set the edge very well and did not allow explosive plays.
So our offense, it felt like the first half we were not able to get into a rhythm. I was not happy with the fact that our running back only carried it five times, but it felt like Jalen Hurts settled down in the second half. How much better?
I know Jalen's been uneven this year. I mean, you could, the game was a reflection of his best and his worst. His game. We can talk about it for hours. He can't turn the football over. It is the number one stat that's been in the history of the NFL. You usually lose football games when you turn the football over more than the opponent. We've been lucky to win a couple games where we've turned the ball over more than the opponent. So Jalen is normally very judicious with the football. He doesn't make mistakes of where he puts it in harm's way. I think he'll work through this, but we got to be realistic about it. He's thrown an interception in seven straight games going back to last year. That has got to stop if we're going to be...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/AtBat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The team that we think this team can be.
So, the wide receiver injuries that we've suffered, no A.J. out there, no Devontae Smith out there after his concussion Sunday. How open were the wide receivers for Jalen?
Well, there was small separation. In fact, I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, the 61-yard play to Dallas Goedert, which was obviously the game-breaking play. Why in the world, and I've been around this game since 1973. I know there's a lot of experience in there. Why would on 3rd and 17 you play man-to-man coverage? It was the most bizarre defensive call I think I may have ever seen on 3rd and 17. Because you compound that with a running quarterback in Jalen Hurts, why would you go man-to-man? You may say, oh, they're going to throw a spy on him. Jalen would beat a spy pretty much 9 out of 10 times. So he's like Randall Cunningham. He's a spy Randall Cunningham. I would laugh because Randall's a better athlete and Jalen's a better athlete than the spies they put on. But 3rd and 17, you go man-to-man coverage. Yeah. And historically, you get in those situations, the defense will play back, rush the quarterback, and make him throw the ball underneath and rally and make a tackle and force fourth and 10, not get a first down. Not where you get picks and rubs. And obviously, it worked for us, which is phenomenal. But
yeah.
Thank you very much to the Saints and Dennis Allen for calling man-to-man coverage on 3rd and 17, and we got the rubs taken care of.
And, Jaws, so that was the second time that they ran that crossing route, I think. Wasn't the big gainer? And then the one-handed, we did it one time. I think it was the same play, Jaws. We did that Dallas Goedert drive route, the Dallas Goedert crossing route.
From left to right,
yeah,
and it worked, and Dallas did make a great one-handed catch.
Yeah, but it's simple. It worked. Hey, flip it and run it again. I got no problem with that.
So, Jaws, let's get to the decisions that Sirianni made, and obviously, we're going to talk to him in an hour about this stuff. I mean, the town is still buzzing about it. Can you make any sense of those decisions he made that have cascaded controversy properly so on him?
I kind of get the feeling, Joe, we're going to have this conversation all year long.
Yeah.
I really do. I think through the past couple of weeks, I've made my position very clear. And you know, I always back it with, you know, my career and coaches I've played for. And the coaches I've played for have won close to 1,000 games, from Dick Vermeil and Don Shula, Hall of Famers, to Marty Schottenheimer and Buddy Ryan, and terrific coaches like that. And the basic general belief is take your points. Take the points every opportunity you get. And there seems to be a disdain from Nick Sirianni that, you know, points are easy to come by. They're not. Look, this game was 15-12. It shouldn't have been that close, quite honestly, but it was. That's just the way the nature of the game is. And early in the game, I've always believed in the psychological effect of coming off the field with points. You drive 80 yards, you know, and you may not get a touchdown, but get three. So all of a sudden the guys are coming, running off the field, offensive line with a smile on their face, wide receivers are happy, we got points. Okay, defense, go out there and do your job and shut them down. So I think the psychological impact is a lot more than even just putting the points on the board, or just as much.
You know, Jaws, I do wonder, and we'll get into this with him in an hour, if because they were without so many parts, A.J., Devontae, Lane Johnson, you know, as the game went on, if the mindset is there's not that many times my team's going to get the ball down the field, let me try to get seven now because I'm not going to have eight different cracks at it. I might only have two or three. I wonder if he thinks that, and that makes him more aggressive.
Well, I'd love to hear what Nick has to say on that. I think it's a good question that hopefully someone in the media will ask him.
Yeah.
But, I thought the gadget play to Saquon was really not warranted at that time. And I love gimmicks. I love gadgets. I love design, explosive plays. We didn't need it at that point. I think that was kind of a little bit of a panic decision. But I'd rather hate. Pound it. Saquon's running the ball really well up the middle. Our tush push is literally unstoppable. Why are we going to go to a gimmick and gadget play in that situation? Either, you know, kick, you know, either go to the tush push or kick the field goal.
Yeah, especially when there's 14 seconds left. I mean, you get the first down, you use the timeout. Now maybe there's 9 seconds left. Maybe you get one play for the end zone and that's it. It just didn't seem warranted.
I agree with you, Joe.
Jaws, final thing here. Just sort of give us an early look 5 days ahead to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, it's been a very strange start to the season. I would say maybe, Jaws, as strange as any year I can ever remember, where it really feels both locally and nationally, it's hard to get a grasp on what teams have.
I couldn't agree with you more. You look at the Bengals, how poorly they're playing. Oh. Then you look at Jaden Daniels down in Washington, the game he put out last night. Now you're going to start thinking about the Washington Commanders. I'm scratching my head going, oh, my God.
I know.
I'm going to see this kid twice a year. He was phenomenal last night. So eventually teams rebound and come around. But quite honestly, Joe, I haven't looked at Tampa tape this week.
Yep.
Last week, when they won, they were very, very – they got their butts handed to them and they won a football game. So they were winning, but I didn't think they were playing good football. So, but they lost this week. So, what it's like down in Tampa Bay, Todd Bowles will have them ready. Todd Bowles always has his team ready. It'll be a physical, violent game. That's how they play in Tampa. So it's going to be a tough grind. We got a little retribution coming up, I hope, because they kicked our butt last year, 32-9, knocks out the playoffs. So we got to get them back.
No question. Jaws, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the Phils. Well, look, hopefully for the next month, we're talking a lot of Phillies with you as well. I know you love when the Philly teams do well, and we'll be covering it all. Thank you, Jaws.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to the game tonight. I wish I would have been there last night when they clinched.
Well, let me ask you a dirty question. Would you have preferred they lost last night so with your own eyes you could see the clincher?
Yes.
Jaws, let me talk.
Teddy.
Jaws, let me talk some.
It'll
hold on.
Be boring tonight, but hey,
here's Jaws's response to Jaws.
And people know when they pull.
All right, get that out of here. That's when you dropped the line on us a couple months ago. John, stay well, man. Good stuff.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, got it. Josh. Great stuff.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.